Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The culinary landscape of Sioux Falls has garnered national attention. Increasingly, South Dakota's largest city is populated by restaurants and foodies. You can benefit from the culinary culture at Taste of Sioux Falls on November 1st, that's tomorrow, where top chefs come together to show off their art. Jim Mathis is from AdWorks, and he joins us now inside the Kirby Family Studio for a preview. Hi, Jim. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm looking at the names of the restaurants that are participating. I'm getting hungry. It's lunchtime for many people. Tell us about this event, because it's all for a good cause.
Absolutely.
And it's a celebration of food.
Absolutely. It is a celebration of food. We have 15 chefs from 15 of the best restaurants in Sioux Falls coming, and it's all a fundraiser for Sculpture Walk. And I think it's important that people know that that's where the money is going. We want to help keep the sculptures in downtown Sioux Falls, but we've got great restaurants from across Sioux Falls. Your neighbors right here next to the studios, Bread and Circus will be there. I just was talking with Chef Jordan Taylor. He's working on a bison red curry. So, you know, kind of Midwest protein with Mid-Eastern spices. So I'm kind of looking forward to trying that one.
All right. So for people who live across the state, there's a statewide audience right now, but a lot of people come to Sioux Falls and remember the restaurants and the sculptures.
Absolutely.
It's very much a combination of two things that the city is becoming known for. How long has this event been going on?
This is our fourth annual Taste of Sioux Falls. So we've been doing it for 4 years now. And you're absolutely right. People who come to Sioux Falls from across the state and across the Midwest really do get to know us for our great restaurants. You know, places like CH Patisserie right down on Phillips Avenue and Minerva's that's been there for so many years, and they just keep doing great food. And then while you're walking between these restaurants, you're seeing the wonderful sculptures in Sculpture Walk.
Right. All right. So what's going on with restaurants in Sioux Falls? Why? I mean, the New York Times has been here. National magazines have been here. People are coming to this place. And when you read those articles, it's true that sometimes they're just surprised that anything is here.
Absolutely.
But they truthfully have found, if you dine here at all, some of the top restaurants. What is happening in the economy, in the culture of South Dakota here, that you would see so many independent, culinary voices, really? You mentioned CH Patisserie.
Yeah.
That's a person who said, I have a vision, and here it is.
Absolutely. And Chris is a perfect example. He is a world-renowned pastry chef, and he and his wife, after he won Top Chef Just Desserts, he and his wife are looking for a place to settle down and raise their child, and she's got ties to this area, and she said, I want to move back to Sioux Falls. So he chose, kind of Phillips Avenue, Main Street, Sioux Falls, to open this wonderful little culinary shop and just provide all these great foods. And he's not alone. You know, we've got people like Michael Haskett from MB Haskett's and Tina Keene, who grew up here, and she has a K restaurant. And there's just, all of these people, they want to stay here and create this just fantastic food. You look at somebody like Sanaa Aberesque, who came here from the Middle East and just creates these absolutely wonderful dishes that most of us here in the Midwest would never get a chance to taste.
Right. Tell me about, you mentioned these people and these chefs that a lot of people around here know, even, they know the restaurant, but they also know Sanaa personally, how are they supporting, each other? Because, as a print journalist back in the day, I was interviewing Tina, I was interviewing Sanaa, and they were really talking about how they're helping each other out to get a footing. It's competitive, I'm sure.
It is competitive.
But it's collaborative in a lot of ways.
It is very collaborative and very friendly. We credit Chris Hanmer for coming up with the idea of Taste for Sioux Falls, he started calling chefs around the city, people like Sanaa and Tina and Michael Haskett, and they just said, yes, absolutely, we're in. Chris, if you're behind it and think it's a good idea, we're going to get behind it as well. And everybody just kind of got on board, and they really do support one another and play well together. It's really interesting to me when I go out to these restaurants and I see a chef from one restaurant eating at one of the others. Yeah. That tells you that, first of all, there's a lot of respect for the food, and that even though it is competitive, it's a very friendly and supportive competition.
Many of these, you know, these restaurants are also doing everything they can to source, you know, to source their food from the great, you know, the great Midwestern breadbasket that we live in, and they're making real efforts to sort of connect with local farmers, to connect with organic produce. What does that mean for the entire state when you have this ag-driven state and a lot of farmers doing value-added agriculture and then these chefs coming along and say, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for your eggs, for your, you know, chicken, for your corn, for, you know, anything I can get locally, that's what I want.
Yeah, it's that's really something that's taken off in the last few years in the food scene is that that farm to table kind of mentality. And you know, it is people like Jordan Taylor at Bread and Circus and Tina Keene and Michael Haskett who have that commitment to bringing those local ingredients in and just using the best of what we do have here locally to create these dishes. So if you stop by Thursday night, you'll get a chance to sample some of those fantastic things that do, a lot of them are sourced here locally.
Let's talk about the details itself, the tickets and where you sign up and what's the evening going to be like for people who are joining us?
The evening, the event runs from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn here in downtown Sioux Falls. Tickets are $125 each, and those proceeds do go to support Sculpture Walk. And you're going to come in and think of this like a 15-course tasting menu. You're going to go from one station to the next and get just a little taste of each of these little bites, you know, a couple of bites here, a couple of bites there, so that you're not going to fill up. You'll be able to taste all of them and go back and get seconds of the ones that you really like the best. We are all also giving everyone a chance to vote for the People's Choice Chef, so you'll get a little wooden nickel that you can put in the jar at the station that you think is the best, and the chef that wins the People's Choice gets bragging rights, a trophy, and a beautiful chef's knife.
Oh, well, very nice. Okay, so who all is going to be? We've talked about Kay's Restaurant, Sanaa's. We've talked a little bit about MB Haskett's and Bread and Circus, but there's quite a few. Parker's is on the list.
Is on the list, always a favorite of ours. We've got new this year, Meyer's Deli. We're excited to have them. We've got
Swamp Daddy's.
Now,
I'll tell you what, that's going to surprise some people because Swamp Daddy's is a contender
absolutely.
For good food.
Absolutely. And Inka and her team always bring great food. And, you know, she's just a bundle of energy. And, I can't wait to see what she comes up with, too. So Swamp Daddy's is going to be good. Our wine bar, brand new place, just opened up over at 8th and Railroad. They're coming here. That's Ricardo Tarabielzi. And Ricardo's been known in the Sioux Falls food and wine scene for a long time. And now he's got his own place over there. So he told me what he's bringing, too. And it's going to have a little Italian flair and a little bit of spice to it.
Okay. Is that open yet? The letter R.
Yeah. Yep. It just opened, I think, last week. So I haven't had a chance to try it yet. I'm looking forward to giving it a shot tomorrow night.
All right. So tell people a little bit about Sculpture Walk and where this money goes and kind of how, you know, this sort of organization has redefined who the community is as a whole as well.
Yeah. Sculpture Walk is the largest and best outdoor sculpture program in the country right now. And we bring in every year, this year it was 56 sculptures. Next year it's going to be probably closer to 60 from around the country and even Canada and a few from Europe. The artists absolutely love coming here because the people in Sioux Falls welcome them with open arms and just make them feel like rock stars when they're here. So they do love coming to Sioux Falls. Each of the sculptures that you see in downtown Sioux Falls is sponsored by a local business, and that covers a lot of the expenses, but not all of them. So that's where we look to events like Taste of Sioux Falls to help raise a little bit of extra money to help keep that sustainable art here in downtown Sioux Falls. We're hoping to bring in about $30,000, and it looks like we're on track to at least hit that and probably exceed it tomorrow night.
Is this an event that gets bigger every year? I mean, you know, in the past 4 years, is it really starting to build as more people understand, you know, because it is a larger ticket price because it's a donation. Yeah. But then when they come to the event, they're like, oh, yeah, well, yeah,
it's, yeah, it is a special night. It's worth it's worth that little bit of a steep ticket price. But yes, it has grown. The first 3 years we were at Raven, again, very close to where your studios are here, in the basement of their downtown offices. We outgrew that space, so we had to move to the Hilton Garden Inn, which will be a beautiful space for us. Gives us room. We're expecting about 300 guests. Nice. Last I heard, we'd sold over 250 tickets, and that was on Monday. I haven't seen the most recent count, so I'm guessing we've still got tickets available, and they are available at the Sculpture Walk website.
Okay. What's that website for folks?
It is sculpturewalksiouxfalls.org. And if you go on the website on the top, you'll see a button that says Taste of Sioux Falls. Click on that and you can buy your tickets right there.
Entertainment at the event is the entertainment is the food.
The food is the focus and the
food and conversation and the opportunity to walk around and do some voting. We'll just finish with the rest of the restaurants because I don't want to leave anybody out because Parker's is on the list, Grill 26, Maury's, the Vanguard team of Minerva's, Carpenter Bar, Crave. Oh boy.
Crave is great.
I know they're not going to bring their french fries, but you ought to go and have the french fries.
And the Carpenter Bar, I should mention, they're bringing a specialty cocktail. So that'll be
fun. Ode to Good Food, Holiday Inn, Coffea, Swamp Daddy's, Meyer's Deli, and more in the new R Wine Bar, along with the others that we mentioned. Oh, good stuff. Jim Mathis from AdWorks, thank you so much for being here with us today. It's been a great one more time for the night, November 1st. And what time?
5:30 to 8:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn in downtown Sioux Falls.
All right. Is that a once a year?
Once a year event.
How long does it take you to plan it?
we kind of started right after last year's event, so good 12 months.
And all the chefs are sort of planning out things to go with each other, complement each other, but yet beat each other.
Absolutely.
Good, clean fun. Hey, thanks so much for stopping by today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.